is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Just over 60 miles east of San Francisco in San Joaquin County, California, evacuation warnings have been lifted now that the Corral wildfire is 75% contained. KCBS's Matt Bigler on the scare earlier.
These foothills east of San Francisco have been blackened by this fast-moving grass fire that's burned thousands of acres and at least one home. Nick and Kelsey Thomas had to scramble to evacuate their two kids and two dogs.
Pretty scary, trying to stay calm for the kids.
Having the kids see the police officer saying, hey, you have to go, was really scary for them. They kind of broke down crying.
Two firefighters have been injured while battling this blaze. They're being treated for burns. The cause of the wildfire is under investigation. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Tracy, California.
The water boil advisory in Atlanta is still in effect days after two city water mains broke. It prompted Mayor Andre Dickens to declare a state of emergency in his city.
Our main priority is to restore water service to all residents and businesses, and please be assured that we are doing all that we can.
Weeks after superstar Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was implicated in a gambling scandal, a Major League player finds himself accused of betting on baseball.
I'm Peter King. Major League Baseball tells CBS Sports the current San Diego Padres infielder is being investigated for gambling on baseball when he played for the Pittsburgh Pirates last year.
Tucapita! Take a picture!
Wall Street Journal says Marcano bet on games involving the Pirates while he was on the injured list.
CBS News has learned that President Biden is expected to sign a partial ban on asylum claims at the southern border. It would be triggered when daily illegal border crossings surpass 2,500. And as CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez reports in El Paso,
this executive order will certainly take effect immediately after being issued, because over the past 4 weeks, Border Patrol has been apprehending an average of 3,800 migrants each day across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mexico has made history picking Claudia Sheinbaum as its first female president. BBC reporter Vanessa Bushluter has more on Sheinbaum's agenda.
Raising the minimum wage, lifting many people out of poverty. She wants to build on that. But as a woman who's taking power, violence against women is rampant in Mexico. She, of course, will make that a priority as well.
Two people familiar with the matter confirmed to CBS News that alleged serial killer Rex Huerman is due to be in court this week on new charges stemming from an additional killing in the Gilgo Beach murders. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Free is key during Craftsman Days at Lowe's. Right now, get one free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-pack. Plus, get your choice of a V20 drill or impact driver kit for $69. Don't miss your chance to save on the high-quality, high-performance tools you need during Craftsman Days. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/19 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
China says a spacecraft carrying rock and soil samples from the far side of the moon has lifted off from the lunar surface to start its journey back to Earth. Heavy rain did not dampen the fun for Swifties in France. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has details.
No problem for Taylor Swift fans when the sky opened up over her first concert in Lyon, France.
You guys are absolute champions and heroes for dancing even harder when it started raining.
All I can say is it was enchanting to meet you.
The show went on with Swift and her dancers performing for fans at Groupama Stadium. After one more show there, the singer moves on to Edinburgh, Scotland. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Cyndi Lauper is doing one last concert tour. Lauper will launch the Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour on October 18th in Montreal. The last scheduled date is Chicago on December 5th. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong this evening. Lows in the low 60s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny and a high in the upper 70s. In the late afternoon and evening, another round of showers and storms. And some pop-up showers in mid-70s for Wednesday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Park to Memorial Square downtown. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was. That was on my watch, yeah. I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? If so, I can't.
the perfect summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the U.S. dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times. Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm a man. Can't you see what I am?
love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
Can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
That's why I'll always
True, and I don't want no don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true.
And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. See what he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He kissed and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen.
Young girl, get out of my mind.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Times a day, you know, it's so unusual.
It's too late. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. She needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost. Such a cause. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Life unkind.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News has learned that President Biden is preparing to sign a partial ban on asylum claims at the southern border. It would be triggered when daily illegal border crossings surpass 2,500. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez reports from El Paso.
This would be a dramatic and seismic shift in policy here along the U.S.-Mexico border. We are told that President Biden is preparing to invoke his